All right. Let me see what this is, May the 1st, 2022. Getting ready this morning, the Lord kind of gave me something I'm going to bring first before the rest that I have planned out. You know, this whole thing that's going on right now, we're all waiting for the White Hats to do something, waiting for President Trump to step back on the scene, waiting for him to arrest the deep state, waiting for him to do this, waiting for him to do that. But, you know, if you really listen very closely, you will hear there's a thread all through the movement. And they always say it has to do with people's attitudes. Because you can do all of that right now, and you still got people that have wrong mindsets that would not make our existence any better, because that's why they want so many more people awakened before they will cross that finish line and actually execute the plan. Now, the Lord brought something up to me this morning, and I'm just going to go with it. Lord's had me use movies and different things in the past, and so this one is Back to the Future, if you think about it. Back to the Future is actually talking about what's going on right now. What has happened completely? Back to the Future? What happened? Biff, he intersected the timeline at the right time and went back and changed history to where it was the beast system, absolutely the beast system. And so Doc and Marty are going back to the future. They're trying to correct things and get things back to normal the way they should be. Even the Twin Towers are portrayed with Twin Pines Mall. I mean, if you sat down and watched that movie today, you'd probably go, wow, wow, wow. And at the time, we didn't see it of it, you know. And I said, okay, Lord, what's our problem? I know we don't praise you enough. I've had a couple of meltdowns just this week. Devil come to steal the word, to steal my peace about certain things. I thought, what would happen if this whole nation fell on their knees and began to praise God? Well, Huey Lewis had the key right here. This is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis. The power of love is a curious thing. Make one man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream, stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right. Power of love will keep you home at night. You don't need money. You don't need fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. It wasn't suitable to play at the whatever under the sea dance. They were just too dang loud, remember? Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting louder and louder, the power of love. That's the new world we're walking into. They can't just turn it over just to anybody. They can't just trust us, because we can become just like the Department of Just Us. No justice, just us. First time you feel it, it might make you sad. Next time you feel it, it might make you mad. But do be glad, baby, when you found that's the power, that the power makes the world go round. And don't take money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden. It can be cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. They're talking about money will no longer be, it'll be a commodity, but it will not be the God that it has been. They say that all in love is fair, yea, but you don't care. But you know what to do, when it gets hold of you. And with a little help from above, you feel the power of love. You feel the power of love. Can you feel it? Uh-huh. I don't take money, and it don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Tougher than diamonds and stronger than steel, you won't feel nothing till you feel. You feel the power. Just feel the power of love. That's the power. That's the power of love. You feel the power of love. You feel the power of love. Feel the power of love. Love comes from above. And that's what the Lord was saying to me. You don't need money to ride this train. You need love. And that's where we're going. That's where we're headed. That's the way this world is going to be in the kingdom of God. And we can hasten that by doing our part. We are having to change our mindsets. We've come from a society that all they do, well, every store you go in has a complaint department. What about a compliment department? Think about everything that God has laid down. They have an opposite alternative that has run the good things of God out completely and totally. We fall into that trap. Start griping and complaining when things don't go our way. I know, I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Said, Lord, help us. Help us to see where the real power lies. I mean, Paul and Silas, think about that. Could they have gotten up in their faces? Could Paul have played the Roman card? Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. What did they do? They sang praises to God. For every negative, if we counted it with a positive, how much better would things be? And it's not just for the people that are good. The Lord's Prayer is not just praying for... It's just you're also praying for your enemies. It's also blessing your enemies. It's also praying for all in authority first. I don't care if it is Biden. Whether it's the puppet or not. Just getting a mindset change. Okay, Lord, if I want positivity in my world, I'm going to have to be one that is positive. If I want love shown to me, then I'm going to have to show love to others. If we really want the power in our life, we will have to do this. It's supernatural. You know, and too, when you start seeing what the power of love really does and how it can turn a situation around in a moment, one that you thought was going another way and flips right around, it won't take long for people to get, you know, this is better than that old way. It's better than the old way. But Marty and Doc, you know, they went through three movies. And there's a fourth one, I think. I don't know if it ever came out or not. That included the aliens. I didn't watch that one. But anyway, like, they go back, deal with Biff in the past. They go deal with Biff in the future. They deal with Biff present day. Does it make you want to go watch the movies? I mean, really. And, you know, I'm not thinking of this stuff. I can't think this stuff up. I'm getting ready for church. And the Lord starts bringing this. And I said, Lord, I know. They've been projecting. They've told us just exactly what they're doing in the movies. All of them. If we just take the time to read between the lines and see what they're really saying. There's a whole lot more. I think negative 48. He did a decode on that, and people were talking about how astounding it was. I never did hear it because there's a lot of some things I don't really agree with on that platform, but it doesn't make any difference. He had some real insight into all the things that happened in that movie that were things that are happening now, and maybe the deep state plan or whatever they had to do. We got to catch ourselves, guys. We have to catch ourselves and say, nope, I'm not going down that road. It's never gotten me anywhere. It's time to make a U-turn. Because if we keep going the way we're going, the bridge out ahead, I'm telling you. And I've heard people say that. They cannot afford to turn over with people not being awakened. And that's what's taken so long. It's us. We're blaming it on everybody else. Oh, the deep state, so deep. And two, even at that, it'll be a remnant. Always has been, always will be. But anyway, with that thought, you know, do with it what you want to. All right.